Well, the Lord has blessed us with a wonderful year in 2002 in Single Focus. We're rejoicing in what the Lord's taught us and in how the Lord has continued to use this church in our own lives, and we're very excited about what the Lord has in store for us in 2013. In 2012, we had about between 80 and 100 single young adults identify with us in some way, and we took some time this morning, as many of you did in our Sunday morning Bible study during the ABF hour, to just consider, by way of praise and thanksgiving in Psalm 113, what God has done for us. And we echoed together the privilege that God has given us of godly friendships and how we've been able to encourage and provoke one another into love and good works. And we're excited about more of the same in 2013. We're hopeful that tonight's service will be that kind of a service for you, that it will stir you to love and good works, that it will encourage you, that you'll find your heart inflamed with remembrance of what God has done for you personally in the past year and with anticipation of what the future holds. This year's service is going to flesh out the theme better, and you see that projected for you this evening. At this time of year, everyone is using that term. I want to be a better parent. I want to do better in my classes. I want to have a better diet. I want my football team to do better. And I really do commiserate with you. I watched the game this afternoon and was disappointed with the outcome. And so whatever your team is, many of us at this time of year perhaps are thinking that. Tonight, we don't want to add to the messages of self-improvement. Usually those turn into guilt trips. Rather, we want to simply trace three of God's resolutions to us. We don't usually use that term resolution in reference to God. Instead, we talk about his promises or his truths. God certainly doesn't make New Year's resolutions toward us, for he doesn't change. However, when we consider Scripture, we recognize that he has indeed made incredible resolutions to us. He has resolved himself toward us with three key ideas that we'll consider tonight by way of encouragement as we launch into 2013. And regarding each one, we'll consider it underneath that idea of better. Better in regards to value, something being better than something else. Better in regards to cure, something being made better. And better in regards to hope, something will be better in the future. And so tonight we want to trace three themes, and we want to do so with special music, with brief studies in God's Word, and with personal application by way of testimony. We'll consider first that Christ is better. We'll consider secondly that you are better. You used to be sick. And now you're better, and we'll consider thirdly tonight that the future is better.